Hi everyone, it's Agnieszka from 5-Minute Language. Welcome to my channel. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't already and give this video a thumbs up. I'm really excited about this video because it's something that a lot of you guys have requested before, and it's a video about how to develop a language learning routine. Routines are very important because obviously when you're learning a language, it's very easy to get demotivated and it's very easy to kind of let other things get in the way of language learning. So developing a routine will help you prevent that and it will help you stay on track and keep motivated. Let's get started then. Let's look at the top tips for creating a language learning routine. So when talking about routines, I always think about this metaphor that I read somewhere, which is basically a metaphor which involves flossing your teeth. And it's something I read somewhere and it really stuck with me. It's basically that many people don't actually floss their teeth. They just brush their teeth because they see flossing as a kind of extra step in addition to brushing, and they're not very motivated to do it. So what this person recommended was that you start with flossing just one tooth every day. And whilst you're doing the flossing, you might actually find that you don't mind doing the rest of your teeth, or you might just do your upper teeth or your lower teeth, whatever it is. But it's quite an interesting concept because it can apply to language learning. And this is my first tip for creating your routine. Start small. Start with very small steps that you basically incorporate daily into your routine. It can be something as small as learning one word every day. Because if you commit to one word every day, when you actually sit down to learn it, you will notice that you have a bit more motivation than you had before you actually sat down to do it. And you might end up learning two words or even more. So anything you do on top of that one word will be a bonus, but make sure that you commit to that one word every day. The second thing is do what you already do in your native language, but do it in the language that you're learning. So this is really easy because there are certain things that are part of your routine already and you may not realize that. So for example, if you're looking for something to cook on Sunday nights, if that's part of your routine to look up a new recipe, do it in the language you're learning instead of doing it in your native language. So that way it's part of your routine. If you read the news every day, make sure that you read at least one news story in the language you're learning. So make sure that you identify those actions which are already part of your routine, and that way you make sure that when you swap them for doing them in the language you're learning, you will actually make language learning part of your routine. My third tip is to write it down. So whatever you do, whatever you commit to, that one little goal, one word per day, or reading the news, or looking up a new recipe, for example, that you write it down, and that you write down your progress as well. So don't just write a to-do list, but instead write a to-do list and then review it at the end of the week or at the end of the day, and make sure that you've written down the progress that you've made as well. The good things and the bad things, the things you're proud of and the things that you wish had gone a bit better. So I just want to share with you a resource that I've created, which is called the Motivation Journal. I hope you can see it. It's basically a notebook where you record your goals for language learning. I really like using it for learning because it keeps me motivated, and that's why I called it the Motivation Journal. I'm going to include the link in the description box down below. But essentially, the Motivation Journal is where you record things that you want to achieve, things that will make each week great, and then you review it at the end of the week and you write down the things that made this week great. And then at the end, you write things that you want to do the following week. So it's kind of like a planner, but it's also a way for you to review your progress and celebrate success. And the final tip I've got for you is about finding what I call dead time. And dead time is basically time that you have, but you don't realize that you have. So for example, when you're cooking, I find that often when I'm cooking something, there's always a bit of time that's kind of, you know, you put the tomatoes in and then you have to wait 5 minutes until they've stewed for a while. So you've got 5 minutes when you're not actually doing anything. And I think having that time or realizing that you have that time is a really great thing for language learning, because that's when you can pick up your book or your notebook and do a little bit of revision, or just learn a few new words, or try to speak to yourself, for example, which I sometimes do when I'm cooking. So I hope you enjoy this video, and make sure that you share with me your favorite tips for establishing a language learning routine. Subscribe to the channel for more videos like this one, and make sure you give this video a thumbs up as well. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time. Bye.